Monday, October 24th. Having a conversation concerning today's headlines and real-life challenges. I'm Tom Lamprecht, along with Pastor Harry Reeder. Stay with us as we apply a biblical worldview with gospel solutions to put the issues of today in perspective. Harry, the Boston Globe recently ran an opinion piece by Maitland Jones. He was a professor at NYU who was recently let go because students had filed a petition with the administration saying his course was too difficult. Now, he did teach organic chemistry, Harry, which is much higher than my pay grade. Harry, the disgruntled students led to a campaign and a petition which led to Professor Jones being let go by NYU.
There are a number of strands of thought here and why we're taking this up. I believe the biggest responsibility that a parent has is to educate your children. The Bible tells us that we are to raise our children in the nurture and admonition of the Lord, that we are responsible to teach our children. The teaching of kindness is to be upon the tongue of the mother. The fathers, teach your children as you rise up and walk by the wayside. That does not mean that every father and mother has the ability to communicate what needs to be heard in chemistry, math, science, history, etc., but it does mean they're responsible to teach their children and for whom they allow to teach their children. It is not the state's responsibility, it is theirs. Now, let me come back to this particular instance. One of the things that we're seeing in the educational world, as you're sitting here as a parent trying to determine who is going to teach my child? I'm going to teach my child. As a believer, hopefully you're going to teach your child about a right relationship with Christ. What about the educational enterprise in terms of preparation for life and vocation, etc.? I'm going to send my child to my alma mater. You need to understand the school that you went to is not the same school as when you went to it. Things have changed dramatically. How they're teaching, what they're teaching, why they're teaching, all of that has changed through the influence of educational and educator guilds that are bringing influence to the educational enterprise. It has become ideologically driven, not instructionally driven. In other words, it used to be, what is our pedagogy, how do we teach, and what do we teach? Here is the curriculum, and here are those who are in charge of administrating the curriculum into the life of the children, age appropriate as they make their way through the learning process. I say that because I don't think we understand the gigantic importance of who is teaching and what they are teaching and why they are teaching. As a parent, you need to find that out. The Bible is clear in a Christian world in life view, when all is said and done, the pupil becomes like the teacher. What is the world and life view of those teaching my children? What is the character and competency of those teaching my children? What is the educational outcome desired by those who are teaching our children? You learn three ways. You learn audio, you learn visual, you learn tactile. You need all three, and everyone has a lead way they learn the best. You need an educational enterprise that makes full use of the way God has created us to learn. You need teachers who are character competent, first of all, skill competent, second of all, and thirdly, have the commitment that you have to a God-centered world and life view. These are crucial years. It is almost impossible for me to tell our listeners how crucial the years are from age 8 all the way to age 21. These are highly crucial years that set the template for life. Now, God's grace can break in at any moment and at any time, even at a deathbed. I'm fully aware of that. But by and large, they are in the learning years. You, as a parent, you've got to step up now and give them the filter. Who is teaching them? What are they teaching them? And how are they teaching them? And what is their objective in teaching them? Make sure that they are exposed to teachers with a Christian world and life view. learned that your child needs a Christian world and life view framework, and then learned that your child needs competent teachers who are trustworthy in character, go look at the old criteria that we used to use in the 19th century for a teacher. It had to do primarily with character, then to content, and then to competencies and skills. Our forebears understood the importance of character in a teacher in order to produce character in students. Now, organic chemistry, that's where we started out. Tom, if you think you're lost there, you ought to see how lost I would be there. I always tell people one of the reasons I took history, law enforcement, and theology was I didn't have to take but one science course and one math course. But I did marry a woman who has a major in math and organic chemistry. I do know this is a challenging subject to teach. Not once when my wife was finishing school right after we were married, not once did I see her come home and say, I'm going to write an evaluation against this teacher because they didn't give me a good grade. What she did do was if she did falter on a grade, she went and got help. She went and did some extra study because the grading process, the grade was not the objective. The grade was an instrument for the objective. The objective was to learn. And so now we have a system, a consumer system in our undergraduate and graduate schools that are devoted to giving the grade that will get people to send their children to that school instead of the grade they need so that they can know what they need to learn.
Harry, let me read you a very poignant part of this column that was written by Professor Jones. He says, students need to develop the ability to take responsibility for failure. If they continue to deflect blame, they will never grow. Everyone has limits at some point, and it is a vital life skill to use failure to overcome and improve. Failure should be a classic teachable moment.
You know, Tom, when I interview people for a position, I always ask them, tell me three things you did in life where you failed, and then what did you learn from it? If they tell me they've never failed, then I know they're not a leader. All leaders fail. If they tell me they haven't failed at anything, I wouldn't hire them because that means they're not a leader. They play safe in life. If they tell me that they had failures but they didn't learn, I wouldn't hire them because leaders are always learners and their number one learning moment is in failure. What did I do wrong? What did I need to know? How can I learn from this moment? That's what great leaders do. They learn from that moment. Again, the objective is not the grade. The objective is to learn. The grade is an instrument to tell you what you know, what you don't know, and what you need to know. And that means we have to teach our children, I want you to do your best. Listen, son, you likely will never be the best, but you can do your best. You may be an A student, you may be a B student, but you can do your best. That's all that I'm asking. But I'm asking that not for my sake. I'm asking that for your sake, so that you can maximize the gifts that God has given you and use them for His glory. And your excellence is not in the final grade at class. Your excellence is in Christ and what you do for Him. And that grading comes at the judgment of stewardship when we stand before the Lord. And on that day, what we want to hear is, well done, good and faithful servant. To hear that on that day, you've got to learn how to learn on this day. Parents, we've got to make sure we're getting the right curriculum, the right teachers, and those with the right purpose in education in the lives of our children for a Bible-based, God-glorifying, Christ-centered, Spirit-filled world and life view.
As we close out for today, let me remind you, if you're listening to Today in Perspective over the radio, you can also subscribe to Today in Perspective. It's easy. On your smartphone or your tablet, go to your podcast icon. Type in Today in Perspective with Harry Reeder. Each and every weekday, we'll automatically download to your device a new edition of Today in Perspective. A great way to stay in touch. Well, do stop by again tomorrow, Tuesday, as we continue our conversation and as we apply a biblical worldview. to put the issues of today in perspective.